Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Minnan's here, too. Elise is a longtime original founding member of our Braintrust. We've already celebrated her 17th anniversary as a member. She's the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's a national speaker. She's the author of several books. I've got them all right here. You're going to hear that. Stop Pushing Me Around is the one she wrote for Introverts. The Art of Self-Promotion, one of my favorites, and many others. She's our good friend, Elise Minnan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Marketing-Mentor.com, right?
That's right.
So, I heard that recently you emailed a dog. Why did you email a dog? First, let me say this. How did you email a dog? Why does a dog have an email address? And number two, why would anybody do that?
Well, first of all, it wasn't me. I wrote on my blog about a guy. It was an article he had written in.
Oh, I thought you wrote. I thought you emailed the dog.
No, it wasn't me.
Okay.
But I liked the idea because
Because you would have if you could have.
If I had thought of it, I would have, definitely.
Okay.
But he gets the credit for thinking of it. And what I liked about the idea is that, you know, I'm often advising my clients to be very proactive in going out and pursuing the best prospects and clients they can get.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people just sit back and wait for word of mouth to happen, which sometimes
right.
It does and sometimes it doesn't, but you can't rely on it.
It's not fast.
It's not fast, and you're at the mercy of whoever happens to come
along. That's right.
So, you know, part of my mission is to debunk this glamour of word-of-mouth marketing.
Well, word-of-mouth marketing is fine. It's just not either or. It's both and.
Right. It's not enough. It's not nearly enough.
It can't be. None of these practices are good all by themselves.
It's true, but I would say that the active ones are much better than the passive ones.
I agree with that. Because you got some control if you do it right.
Exactly. And sometimes even just doing something gives you control and confidence that things can happen. Because if you're just sitting back doing nothing and waiting for the phone, the proverbial phone to ring, it can be paralyzing and it takes you down this rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
So I advise my clients to do warm email prospecting. And this guy, his name was David Koji, I think, writing on entrepreneur.com,
mm-hmm.
was writing about his process of doing warm email prospecting. He didn't call it that, but that's what he was doing. And so that means you scour someone's LinkedIn profile or their website
right.
for information that you can use to personalize your message so that they read it.
You're looking for somehow to make them believe that you're relevant to them.
Yes, and ideally you are. They just don't know it yet.
Right, but if you don't present yourself the right way, you look like a stalker.
Yes, that's possible. But most of the people I work with don't get anywhere near stalker.
Right.
They're so afraid to that someone's going to be annoyed.
You wish they'd actually maybe stalk somebody a little bit, huh?
Exactly. So anyway, this guy, when he was doing his research for one of his prospects, found on their website, and I see this a lot, actually, the company dog.
Yeah.
You might even have a company dog, Jim.
And
anyway, there was a picture of the dog and the name of the dog, and it had a title and everything. And so he said, why don't I write a message to the dog?
Mm-hmm.
That would be memorable.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. And, of course, it got a response.
And I'm not going. That was too easy. I had a good one there, but I'm not going to go there. With the response was.
I don't even know what their sponsor is.
Well, it would have been Arthur Wolf, one or the other. That's all they got, right?
No, of course.
You made me go there. You made me go there, Elise.
The owner of the business responded, and they got a conversation.
Oh, okay. All right,
and
yeah,
that's the whole point of the worm email prospecting, is to get someone to respond.
Well, exactly. And you know, what I mean, I've seen these, when you say warm, to me, at least, warm is not enough. Warm without relevance is just not going to get it. I'll give you an example. I saw an email where a guy wrote an email to this business owner and congratulated him on being an entrepreneur, and my company's kind of entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. Well, he didn't know that the guy completely inherited the company from his dad. He wasn't the least bit of an entrepreneur. The guy didn't think he was an entrepreneur, but the salesperson presumed that he was. You see what I mean?
Yes.
He missed the relevance. He went for the wrong relevance. He was. So you've got to, it's not enough just to attempt to be warm. You have to do your homework, and I think that's one of the big things you're talking about.
Absolutely. You do your research. I can think of two examples, actually, one positive, one negative, where this worked and didn't work. And when it didn't work, it was similar to what you're describing, where the person used a piece of information they had found that it was about a year old, and so they congratulated someone on an award.
Right.
And the person did respond, but they said, you know, that's a year old.
Right.
So there's a lesson there. And the other, the positive one, I had a client last week who emailed me kind of frantic after his prospect had responded immediately, like instantly, because his message was so personal, and
right.
It really was. It was about, you know, the community, and I'm so glad to see your new business in the community, and if
right.
you ever need help, here's how I can help you. And he wrote back right away, and he said, well, I don't have any cash right now, but when I do,
right.
I'll talk to you.
And sometimes that works like that. And
yeah.
See, what I tell people to do, at least go one step further, is to do all that research, do all that homework, and then try to find some way to meet that person. If you can. And I would rather you try to figure out a way to meet them first and make that in conjunction with the email. Anyway, that's if you can.
So,
if they live on the other side of the country, that you can't do that.
That's right. And also, I mean, part of this warm email prospecting is to vet the good clients or prospects.
Yeah.
From the ones that are not the most qualified for you. And so you're not going to put all that time and effort into the ones that you haven't defined yet as the most qualified.
Well said. Those are the suspects, not the prospects. Marketing-mentor.com. Elise, I bet you've heard all the reasons why you can't market. You're going to talk to us about some of those after the break.
Yes, those lame.
We're going to talk about the lame excuses for not doing any marketing. Quick break. Stay with us. I can't
imagine. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.